Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jürgen, you said you didn't say too much to the players after the game on Saturday. You needed a bit of time. Have you had that time to reflect now and consider how you move on from there?
Yeah. Losing a game in the way we lost it is already bad enough, but then facing all of you doesn't make life better, to be honest. Not because the questions were especially bad or whatever. I understand all the questions, really, but just because directly after something like this, being in a situation to give answers is really difficult, believe me. Especially the answers people want to hear. And of course, 2 days after now, everything looks different. Does make the game better, but obviously the next game is waiting, and that's the good thing in our life, that there's always a next chance, and that's what we are preparing for. So the issues we had in that game were obvious, and I said, I explained it already, parts of it at least after the game, that we tried to find a different organization, and that didn't work out. We didn't explain it well enough, or it was not executed. It was in the end not executed well enough, definitely, but there might be a reason for it that we didn't explain it well enough. So, that's it.
You often tell us, Jürgen, that when things aren't going well, your first look is within the existing squad. Do you still have a lot of confidence in this squad? How long do you give an existing squad before you do look outside?
It must be a language issue. It must be that you ask this question again and again and again, because I answered it already so often. We look outside as well. It's not about that we are stubborn and think that's it, as we'll go with these boys until 2050 or whatever. That's not how we see it. It's all about what you can do, and these kind of things, and what you, of course, then as well what you want to do as well, but much more important what you can do. And it's always each year the same, and it kind of should be a little bit quite of a boring game as well from your side. In the transfer window, in each press conference, somebody tells you have to ask the question, whoever comes from your agency ask this question, and I cannot change my answers to that. So if the solutions for us would be out there available and doable and stuff like this, of course we would bring in players to help, but we have an existing squad as well, and we are underperforming, definitely. I know that, but I cannot sit here all the time and blame everybody else, the players and stuff like this. It's my responsibility that they perform. So, and that's my first concern. It's my first job to do. And yes, we have limited options and all these kind of things, but we have players with a contract here. They are just not available. So if they would be all in, that would be a different situation, but they are not. So, and if we bring in our players, we cannot bring them all on the Premier League list. We cannot bring them all on the Champions League list. It's just not possible. Our squad is not too small. Yes, will we have to strengthen? Oh, yes. But is this the right moment for it, to do it? I can't see it because of this, the situation we are in. And I think I know exactly how the situation is. And that's it, pretty much. I cannot change the answer every week because the situation doesn't change. even when we lost another game since the last press conference. I know that, but that doesn't change that situation.
No, you do have mitigating circumstances for some of the results in terms of the injuries that you have at the moment. Any progress on the likes of Darwin Nunez and the other players ahead?
Yeah, progress with all availability. Darwin is very close. But it's Monday. It's Monday, and tomorrow's the game. So he's very close. Milly and Stefan trained so fully. So they were both not involved. Milly was on the bench. Yeah, exactly. Milly was on the bench, right? And Stefan as well. So it's now, you know, it's now available again. So no, that's it.
And if you win, Brighton again, you know what to do next time.
Yeah, that's a good thing about that game, but not that we won the game already. But if I think we could surprise them in this case, Brighton maybe a little bit with a better performance, but long way to go. Wolves is good moment, played here well, won the game of the weekend, and so we'll be tough, but yeah, that's it.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
With the availability then and options that you have, do you go as strong as you possibly can, like you did in the first match, or do you sort of consider what the rest of the season ahead of you?
No, we go as strong as we can, but it always depends on the situation you are in, and that means when was the last game and stuff like this. Not all players who played on the last game are available now, so for different reasons. And yes, we will make changes. Yes, that's clear. But it's good as well. So, but what I mean with as strong as we can, because we want to win the game. So we need obviously fresh legs. I could, that's not the easy thing for me, is to sit here and tell the boys, yeah, so you pretty much with the game at Brighton, you put us in a situation. So let's have a look how you can get us out of that again. So, but I that would mean I'm out of responsibility. I cannot. I just can't. So, I mean, we have to make decisions about the lineup. We will. We will make changes. That's clear. 3 days after the last game, I think that makes absolutely sense. And then we will go.
Do you know when you talk about, like, it's your responsibility?
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
To get more from the players we've got. Jordan was speaking after the game, and saying that kind of players are pretty low on confidence, and the energy levels are low. So how much more can you do to get the best out of what you have?
Something slightly different, some things the same and again. So that's how you do it, how you deal with situations. It's the good thing about a long career, what I obviously had, is it's not the first time that I'm in a situation like that. I'm afraid to say that, but I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. It's when things don't go well, everything, the players look different, everybody, the view on us is different all of a sudden. People start discussing, it's completely normal. But in the end, I said it before, these are football problems, and you solve them with football. And to play better football than we did at Brighton should not be that difficult. And that's the first step. We have to be compact. We have to defend. It's the pitch is in too many moments looks too big when we are defending. And that's nothing to do with the pitch, because we know how big it is. So it's just the way we defend and these kind of things. So, but you always do it. You always go back to basics. That's what you have to do. And then from there, you can make steps. And again, that's what you have, what we will do. But we have to be more compact, definitely, and in not only tomorrow. That's 100% clear. And you all the success in football starts with solid defending. And that's what we have to do again. Welcome.
James?
Jürgen, is it a good thing you're playing again so soon versus having a 3 week to dissect what happens?
Didn't think about that. Didn't think about it, because we knew afterwards can be able to have a game, so that's how it is. So having time to train is good. Having time to, the players can be back is good, obviously. But didn't think a second about it. This is the game. It's a competition, and we will be there and fight.
From the outside, one of the key factors over the last couple of years has been the team spirit that's been very noticeable, the togetherness. So how much can you depend on that when the times are difficult?
No, that's important, but again, that's the same thing. When you... So that was the question, what is first there, team spirit or success? So to become successful, all of a sudden, I'm 100% sure it's always the spirit first. So, but maybe there are some examples, I was never involved in them, where it was different. And again, imagine, but there's nothing, that there are no issues or whatever. But the boys are good with each other. We are good with each other. That doesn't mean I cannot be harsh. That doesn't mean they cannot be clear in what they want from each other and stuff like this. All these things happen. It's clear. Thank God nothing of that happens outside the dressing room or stuff like this. That would be probably really bad if then all of a sudden have to explain these kind of things. So far, we are at least good with that. But it's one, we are very clear with ourselves. There's no, we don't hide neither informations nor ourselves. And so that's it. But we have to admit, too often this season, we didn't play to our potential. And that's the truth as well. We had games where we played really well. They were there as well, but obviously not often enough to be really successful. And that's what we, where we want to go again, because we cannot and we don't want to turn time back, if that's the way you can say it, to start again. Say, oh, come on, we have to stay, start at nil. It's not nil, but we have to start again. We cannot just, because we saw situations. So we were not compact in the game against Brighton, obviously. And then you saw other situations where we, where some players still tried to press, but the formation was absolutely not there for, because last line didn't push anymore, because we left them alone a lot. And then they don't come up and stuff like this. And all of a sudden, one Brighton player turns and it looks like there's absolutely no Liverpool player around. And that's all, that's why I said I never saw a game like this. And that's something we have to change. Must be massive, absolutely more difficult to get out of any situation against us. And I'm pretty sure we will see glimpses of that tomorrow night, and then we will go from there.
And are you expecting Wolves to be able to prove a point?
Of course. That's how the cup competition is. I maybe they have still a goal in mind. I'm not sure, but we have not had nothing to do with the goal. It's not that we said it was no goal. But it might be an extra motivation. I don't know. But they were good. If there was, they were good. And yes, it's a home game now. In this situation, the easiest explanation is always try to bring yourself in a position of the opponent. The other way around, they come here. Yes, we would be on our toes. They will be on their toes. Completely normal.
Carl? You changed the midfield setup slightly at Brighton in terms of maybe Thiago's role, slightly anyway. Is that something that, in terms of the formation, is it something you're still trying to find solutions with? Are you still likely to experiment with change or think of different solutions that way?
Oh, we have a lot of things to consider. Yes, and of course, we have two senior strikers available if you want, all the rest of the midfielders. So how can you set that up? That means it's one thing, how you bring them in the best position, how you and that was actually the real intention, because we played at Brighton in a really good moment. How can you help them with defending, that they're in the right place and stuff like this? And that's what we thought, and that didn't work out, obviously. And So, but yes, we have to find solutions. That's clear. That we will have to find them for a few weeks still, I think. Yeah, that's what we do pretty much every day.
Just on Fabio Carvalho, he's obviously scored against Man City, got taken off, hasn't played a minute in 5 games since. What's the situation for him?
There are no, from my point of view, there are no, how can you say that, like, personal situations or stuff like this. We work with a football team, players offer, and I have to pick. That's pretty much everything. There's nothing else. We're behaving well. Everything is good. Didn't have any problems or whatever. It's just sports decisions, what you make for the moment. But we are working. He's working. That's all.
Last one.
It's been a couple of months since it came off that the owners were looking for new investments, and a lot of parties linked since in the meantime. Just wondering, is that something that you've been speaking with the owners about since it comes to like the looking for investments?
Yes, but nothing for you actually. Think about what could I tell you about that. Nothing.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.